I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here in the U.S., all eyes are on Washington and the budget show down there. They're watching that in Europe, too. But the Europeans are also looking at a fresh example of what happens when a country avoids paying its bills and reducing its debt. Portugal has just become the latest country to ask for a financial bailout from the European Union. The EU has already rescued Greece and Ireland. Portugal's caretaker government is asking for more than $100 billion in aid. EU officials say a deal could be finalized before Portuguese voters go to the polls in June to elect a new government. The World's Jerry Haddon has more.
For months, Portuguese leaders have said that they could keep their economy afloat. In March, Prime Minister José Sócrates said the other option, turning to outsiders for help, would be a humiliation.
Um programa de ajuda externa tem consequências profundamente negativas.
He said a bailout from abroad would have profoundly negative consequences for our people, our families, and our businesses. All you have to do is look at other countries that have been bailed out, like Ireland and Greece. But like Ireland and Greece, in the end, Portugal couldn't go it alone. Sócrates' comments come as his government collapsed around him, after Parliament blocked a round of austerity measures meant to keep spending down. As a result, Portugal's borrowing costs soared to an unsustainable level. Today, the lame duck, Sócrates, finally capitulated.
But we have reached the moment. But the country is at too much risk that it shouldn't be exposed to. And above all, it's the national interest that we need to work in.
In Portugal today, citizens had mixed reactions to the news. For this man named Luis, the pending bailout isn't good news at all. I'm already affected by it, he says. I'm one of many workers here in Portugal who thinks it may be the right time to emigrate. This woman, Isabel Fonseca, said she agreed that the bailout is for the good of all, but she said the prime minister should have done this long ago, before the government fell. That's a sentiment expressed by many European Union officials and financial professionals. Paulo Casaca is a Portuguese economist. He says Sócrates' refusal to ask for help and Parliament's refusal to accept the austerity package has weakened Portugal's position.
This was a very irresponsible decision because obviously now the conditions will be much more punitive in fiscal terms. I think it's going to be a very long process, a very complex process because we have a caretaker government.
Portugal has yet to make a formal request to Brussels for the bailout or say how much it needs, but analysts estimate the rescue package could reach $80 billion. Speaking to Bloomberg News, Crédit Agricole's Matul Katesha said the final amount will likely be higher because Sócrates only has weeks left in power and can't sign a long-term deal.
Any bailout now or any loan may just be a bridging loan ahead of the elections, at which point we'll probably see a more significant longer-term loan being given to Portugal.
Portugal isn't alone in seeing borrowing costs rise. Rates just got higher for all of the 16 countries who use the euro. Today, the European Central Bank raised its lending rate a quarter of a point after holding it steady for 2 years. That pleases Germany with its robust economy, but for the eurozone's struggling peripheral countries, it will only make running their governments more costly. Spain has stressed that it will not need an international bailout on the heels of Portugal. The Spanish economy minister, Elena Salgado, said the Spanish economy was distinct from Portugal's, larger, more diversified, and, she said, more productive. So far, most financial watchdogs agree. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.